What percentage of your monthly purchases come from Amazon? Matt's number is shockingly high. The movie review for this week is Crazy Stupid Love, and we finish off with our top 5 most satisfying things. Did your picks make our list? Find out tonight on the Lazy Dogcast.
My calf's hella jacked. What'd you do? I popped it playing slow pitch softball. Oh, they think it might be completely torn, partially torn, or just pulled. I think it's pulled because it's just so swollen that they can't tell. That like, come back in 2 weeks.
Did it when you moved? Did it feel like somebody strummed it like a guitar?
No, I was on a dead sprint and it felt like someone shot me in the calf and I heard it pop. And the first thing I did was grab my Achilles. Okay. I was like, that's my Achilles. Mm-hmm. My Achilles is there.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I could walk this off. And then it was excruciating pain. But yeah. I've stayed off it. Like, I've had a scooter since Tuesday. And now it's what, Friday?
Thing you put your knee on?
Yeah. And I haul ass on that thing.
Yeah.
But like literally 3 days of not using it,
yeah,
I'm like walking pretty good. Because I literally was not putting any weight on it 2 days ago. So I think it's just a pull.
I will say, when I hurt my ACL, it was like right when it happened, it was like death.
Yes.
But a few days later, it was no pain almost at all.
Oh, see.
I'll be straight with you. Like,
well, they said, like, this might need surgery. Yeah. You know what? Hey, you know what's funny, bro? I didn't go to the doctor because I work with a lot of doctors. I was like, I'll just ask this doctor.
Sure.
She walked me down the hospital to the PT department. And the PT lady, I had my scrub pants on, obviously. Mm-hmm. I had this thing wrapped underneath. My other leg wasn't. She grabbed my leg that wasn't hurt. And she was like, oh, yeah. Your calf is massive. It's super swollen. And I was like, actually, ma'am, that's just my calf.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, that's God given right there.
Oh, my.
And she was like, wow, really? And then she grabbed my other calf. And it was like, literally, I was wearing skinny jeans from my knee down because it was so swollen. And she's like, holy cow. Yeah. She's like, I mean, you might have done these 3 things, but it's not even worth going to a doctor for because they're going to tell you come back in 2 weeks when the swelling's gone.
For sure.
So she's like, if you still can't run in 2 weeks, if you can't like walk around, go to a doctor because you probably need surgery. I was like, that's nice.
Yeah.
Perks of the job.
Yeah, because I remember a pickup game a few years back and I got like a rebound and I went to like, you know, go down the court and push off. And it was just like, it felt like somebody just flump on my calf like real fast. I instantly was like, oh. And so that's why I was asking you that. And
That's probably like a strain, I guess. I've played sports my whole life, all the way through college. Mm-hmm. Never pulled anything. Strained a few things here and there. This thing popped and it was loud and it hurt really bad. I was like, instantly, obviously, like I died. I'm going to die on this. But it's like, if it's just a pulled muscle, then it's my first pulled muscle ever and it hurt so bad.
Yeah.
Are we into it? Was that a cold intro right there?
I'd say that was.
Are we going to leave it in?
I'd say it was a lukewarm intro.
Lukewarm? Leave it in. Ep 13.
Room temp.
Why not?
Why not?
We started 2 minutes
Try
ago.
Try something new, dude. Well, before we get into it, I have a couple things, Dave.
Hit it.
We talked about how I have 2 trash cans in a recent episode. Was it last episode?
I don't know.
Last episode.
So many episodes.
In a recent episode.
Let me keep track.
Hayner tried to trash can shame me because I have 2 trash cans. And he only has 1 trash can. And every once in a while, he lugs this yellow 55-gallon drum out that his wife cooks, bakes cookies for the guy. So she picks them up every day, whatever. And I said, I bet I pay less than he does, even though I have 2 trash cans. Mm-hmm. So now, first things first, we're here to sell that score. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What is your quarterly payment?
I'm glad you said quarterly.
Yeah, well, that's standard operations.
So my quarterly payment is $45.
All right. Well, good news, bad news is you do pay less than me.
I do?
You do.
Okay.
You pay less than me by 75 cents. I pay $45.75 a quarter.
Dang. Okay.
Yeah.
For 2 trash cans.
For 2 trashies.
Dang. So 75 cents more.
Get yourself
a whole. That's a lot of bang for your buck there.
It's a lot of bang for your buck. But don't tell them that I said that.
3/4 of your buck.
Yeah. When you, I know you're going to tell your wife and your wife's going to tell you or she's going to call down. Don't you dare say, my neighbor told me. This is an original idea because I had to negotiate my own rate, dude.
Yeah.
You be a man, negotiate your own rate. Hey, I think it's worth another cent. Like, what's another 25 cents? Maybe, hey, tell them, like, I'll pay $25 for the drop-off fee. And then just, what's it matter? You guys are already here.
Yeah.
Something like that. Just keep my name out your mouth.
Yeah. Well, that makes me feel better because I thought you were going to come in and be like, I paid $12 a day.
I did pay $28.
No, it cost me more to process this payment than it actually is that I pay for it.
What's the benefit of having two trash cans?
Hella trash, dude. Yeah, what do you mean?
I could fill two trash cans in.
What are you
three
talking
days.
About, dude?
But don't they take yours, your Tupperware thing also?
Yeah, for free. Yeah. They'll pick it up. But it doesn't have wheels on it.
It doesn't have wheels. You got to drag it. That's true. He also bribes them with like beer and cookies and everything else.
Hey, man, I got to throw my boys props out there. They're working hard.
I'm just saying, you know? Add that to your bill, bro. That's money you're paying that I'm not.
You know, we have elitists over here that maybe think that, I appreciate our men and women and the
trash industry. Your team tip everyone. I'm team. You didn't deserve the tip, I guess.
No, they deserve it. That's a tough job. Hey, let me ask you guys a quick question. Of the, what percentage of items that do you have or purchase like monthly? I'm trying with the best like framework of this question. What's the best or the highest percentage of stuff that you purchase from Amazon?
Because sure.
So like on a monthly basis.
Yeah. What percentage of stuff? Like not
because
food.
Because you got food.
Not food.
But even food.
This is all about
like protein
one.
Bars and stuff like off Amazon.
I'm gonna piss in your Cheerios right here. Zero. It's not, not right. Do I think I'm better than you? No.
No, because you're not, because you don't order anything out of Amazon.
Do I think you're more mentally weak that you have to buy things online that I don't need to have to? No, not at all. No, we got rid of Amazon Prime like a year ago. We don't Amazon anything.
Why?
Like, I mean, we do. Like, I was like once in a blue moon. Like, Drew's like, hey, I seen this thing. Let's go get it. You know, I'm like, all right, that's fine. But we I would say this year we've bought 5 things from Amazon as a household.
But is that a like a political move? Is that a?
I see where you're going with this. No,
I mean, are you making a statement with this?
No, not at all.
What are we doing here?
We do have family members that have done that. I'm sure all you guys know people that are like, oh, I'm sick
sure.
of this.
Yeah, I work with.
No, this was just a purely. My wife and I were like, we spend too much money on Amazon.
Okay.
And Amazon Prime, I love. I'm a show guy. I was watching Amazon Prime. There's certain shows you can only get there, but. All the other stuff that I want to watch, you have to like rent or buy anyway. So I'm like,
yeah,
why am I paying for Prime and Prime shipping when I can't even watch the stuff? Like, it's not like a Netflix where you buy it and you get it. So we just cut bait. And I'm not joking. We've probably bought 5 or 6 things from Amazon this year. Hmm. We just don't use it. Now I have like sent a couple things to my brother-in-law because he's got Amazon Prime. I'm like, yo, buy this for me. I'll pay you. So I guess maybe overall in total, it's 10.
You don't even have an account or anything.
Zero.
Wow.
Got nothing. Like if I want to buy something, I pay full shipping, full everything all the time.
Whoa.
Yeah. We just don't use Amazon. Okay. It's nice. It helped the budget. It was a healthy little budget, you know, increase.
I can't fathom
that.
No, I can't. Man, my mind's blown.
What are you buying on Amazon?
Like everything.
Like what?
Like I bought the most random stuff.
Hey, that's the problem.
But no, not,
it's all
not,
random.
Not stuff
though.
I don't need. It's all stuff I need. But
yeah,
I don't
but can
have
you
time
do
to
without?
To
can you do
it.
Without though?
No, I couldn't live without it.
Like what? Tell me.
So my garden hose the other day, I noticed it like spraying water everywhere, or whatever. So the seal inside of it broke, the rubber seal.
Yeah.
I go on Amazon. I got a pack of 10 for like $2.
A pack of 10 garden hoses?
Garden hose seals.
Oh.
And they came 2 days later, and I didn't have to go to Ace or Home Depot or anywhere and walk around.
Yeah, but you can just also just stop in and grab one while you're on your way home.
I don't have that time.
You don't have time for that?
No.
I find that very hard to believe.
Dave?
A 7-minute trip to Lowe's, in and out?
Okay, Dave, let me ask you this. If if you could take out, no, it's not 7 minutes.
No, no, I'm not saying it's crucial. I'm not saying it's critical time. I'm saying you have the time. No, you just don't want to spend that time.
Sure.
You got the time
to do that, but of the time I have to do like any free time or leisure activities, I don't want to spend it being in Lowe's. So to me, that's going online and looking for something. I need hangers, like the most random stuff. The headphones I have on my head right now are from Amazon. I don't want to go in a store to do anything.
I'm not going. The Radio Shack doesn't even exist anymore, dude.
Yeah. Laying in bed. What? It's not stuff I don't need. It's stuff that I need. I'm going online. I'm looking. What do I need? I need this. Okay, cool. Boom. It's at my house in 2 days.
Yeah, but I'm going.
I didn't have to search.
I'm getting it tomorrow.
But you had to go into a. That may be your personal.
I guess it just doesn't make that big of a deal to me that I
don't
want to
walk into a store.
I'm a little old school. I'm a little old soul, dude. I still write letters.
Hey, man.
I still write love letters to my wife, dude.
I'm just saying it's for me, it's not like something I'm cutting ties with an obsession that's hindering.
Yeah, me. I don't I at the end of the day I don't care.
No, like, I'm not saying it's
if everyone Amazons and I don't care. I just to me, we don't Amazon and I don't miss it.
Like say you bought 100 items in a month.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What number of those items or percentage of those items are from Amazon?
That's why we gotta have Dave as our leader over here. No, I would say probably it's got to be like 60 or 70% of like tangible.
Wow. Dog, that's dude.
High. It's all coming. It's all coming from the Zon, man. The Zon.
What else are you getting from Amazon, bro?
Everything, man. We're like, we need pool floaties for our kids.
Yeah, one-time purchase. What else?
Life jackets. We got those.
Every month you're saying 60%. What else?
I get my vitamins off Amazon.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Men's vitamins.
I get it. Yeah. What else? There.
Protein bars.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're cheaper on there.
Okay.
Yeah, I've sourced them through the different companies.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're like my wife is a big Amazon.
I just Amazon 60% is Amazon. Huge, bro.
Trust me, I will go out of my way if I can get it on there and it's cheaper. That's the thing. Like I'm not going on there and being like, okay, this is $80, but I can get it in the store for $30.
It is cheaper almost most of the time. Or maybe not most, but a good percent of the time is cheaper than
there are things that are not economical to buy on there.
Sure.
Like hardware, like screws, like stuff like that.
Yes, agreed.
Screws.
I've looked.
You
man.
For real looked.
Yeah.
Dude, I will washers, never, I'll just go to nuts. Home Depot and just
I'm a big like board gamer. Board games are always cheaper on Amazon and significantly cheaper. Like in this, like if you bought it off of if you bought it in the store, for example, $60 on Amazon, it's $35.
Yeah. Right. But how often are you buying those games?
I haven't bought a game for a long time. I don't have time to play them anymore.
Even if you were in your prime,
almost,
once a month?
Almost all of my games were from Amazon. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. But so maybe you were a monthly basis? Twice a month?
No, not that frequently.
Okay.
Like maybe like three or four times a year.
But to my point, like 60% is a hell.
That's a lot.
That's a lot that's of high. Your budget, dog.
That's high. I'm not
trying to figure
bad,
out but. What else you're buying on.
Well,
there.
But he's saying he would have bought these things anyway. Like all these things he's saying he would have purchased. He would have purchased.
These are all things we need.
It's just
so you go to the grocery store and you price check, and then you go home or you have it in your head like this is what Amazon charges, and you go looking like. I'm not going to buy this now. I'm just going to buy it at Amazon.
Yeah, price check like food on Amazon.
That's why. See, I would even if I had it, I wouldn't.
If it's
do
something
it.
I do that all the time. Not with food, but with like items for sure. I check Amazon and see if
I price check almost nothing, dude.
Okay.
I
look at some Mr. Money Bags over here.
I pretty much price check nothing.
He's got two trash cans. Look.
Yeah, dude. If I can buy
care.
It for
hey,
if I can buy it for $4 in the store or $3.80 in Amazon and it comes from China and I get it in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Sorry that I'm gonna buy it at the store right now.
Yeah, when I go fill up my car and gas and I leave the car on, I just look off in the distance. I don't even care. What
dude, because I'm made of money.
He's like, fill it up. Next guy. Come on.
No,
come on, bring it
come
on here.
Come
I got
on,
you
brother.
Too.
But no, I would say kudos to you for you guys if identifying a problem of, you know, you having, you know, buying just random stuff you don't need or whatever. But no, I use it's a tool.
Yeah.
And it's a tool of convenience and a tool of, you know, economics of... Yeah.
I would like to. Can we do a grocery cart reveal? But I want to know. Like, I would love to just like look in your
go through your Amazon orders. That could be kind of funny.
Go through my Amazon history.
Yeah,
for a month.
Yeah.
Like, give me a month long.
Yeah,
here's what I bought.
Yeah,
And let me find out. It's like
there shouldn't be
4 millimeter screws. I'm like, damn, this guy was in line. Yeah.
This phone case here, I got in this week.
But pretty, I'm gonna find. It's like a badminton racket. Yeah. It's like all kinds of crazy stuff he's never gonna use ever.
It's funny. I bought these shorts off Amazon.
No,
did have some fire clothes.
If you know anything about me, I'm not a huge spender.
He's not. Pretty frugal.
I'm frugal. I'm cheap. So like if I'm buying something, I'm not buying it with the intent of like, oh, I might need this at some point. But no, it's like I need this. Mm-hmm. And if I'm gonna go as far as to purchase it, I'm gonna find the cheapest option to do it.
Yeah. No, like again, to Colin's point, if it is in the store, I do this a lot, I'll check Amazon. If it is like what you're saying, like $3 cheaper on Amazon, I'll just buy it in the store. But I've seen things that are $20 cheaper.
$20. Like, I'm not gonna trip over a $20 to pick up a dime.
That's like, what I'm saying. Like the board games is like a perfect example of that.
Yeah,
They're consistently $10 or $20 or more cheaper.
To your point, if I'm buying a board game, I am doing some research. I will look around.
100%. Yeah.
You got me on board games. Yeah. You put me on game on different sites. Yeah. I'll go check the sites.
Yes.
Just in general, if it's other things, I just won't. I'm just like, it doesn't matter.
Amazon is good for reviews, though, also. That's another good use.
Like reviews. I find that I teach my wife things that I feel like everyone does. So like when she messes things up, it bugs me. But like Amazon, we need something, a baby crib or, you know, something bigger, like a bigger purchase that you got to put some reviews in. Mm-hmm. We've seen different websites. Now we're on Amazon comparing. Mm-hmm. And one has like 4.9 stars and one has like 4.7 stars. Well, we had to buy this one because it's a 4.9 out of 5. I'm like, yeah, babe, but that has 17 reviews.
Yes. Oh, that's important.
And if you look at the reviews, it's like you can tell they're bots. And she's like, what do you mean they're bots? Yeah. And then like the 4.7, the one that I'm opting for.
25,000.
It's got 25,000 and it's got pictures and videos and everything. Yeah. And it frustrates me. The other thing I get frustrated about is when I will look through reviews and they're like, just got this yesterday. It's the best product ever.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do you know?
Yeah.
I'm not a reviewer. Yeah. I'm not a commenter. I'm not a liker. Yeah. I'm not a subscriber. I'm a subscribe to what I want, but I pretty much never like anything.
Yeah.
I'm a terrible, you don't want me as your fan because I'm not really giving you anything else.
Yeah.
But I'm go to the reviews. I'm like, if you're going to be one of these guys that wants to put in the effort for a review.
Yeah.
You can't hey, the box was tight. I unwrapped it and it was sick. I plugged it in and it worked great. This is awesome.
I was going to say.
Like, no, bro, use it for a month and tell me this thing sucks or it's awesome.
Is there anything that you could use in a day and say that this thing is great and have a legitimate.
Just like a one-time use thing, claim? You know, I guess. I don't know, but. I don't know, a
screwdriver?
There's not much.
It was some stuff is just like, it came as described kind of thing. Like it was described as this. This is what I got.
I do like those that are like, I do like the ones that are like, hey, it came as described. Some of you might think this is a full size da 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 da. Mm. Just so you know, this is the size of my hand and this is what I needed. Yeah. So I liked it. Yeah. And because there's other, there's been times Teresa will buy something and it comes and it's like an outfit for a doll. Because she didn't read the description that it's 7 inches by 4 inches.
Dude, my wife does the same thing.
She thought it was like a t-shirt for her kid. I'm like, well, no wonder it was a dollar. A shirt instead of $6.
What a deal.
You know, this guy's crazy. Bro.
Or it's like really big. That's usually what happens. She's like, I didn't realize it was that big. Like it says all this stuff.
Yeah.
How big it is.
Literally.
That's funny. Well, the moral of the story is don't be like Colin. If you like what we're doing, smash the like button.
Yeah. I'm a bad follower.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Also, if Amazon wants to sponsor our show,
Jeff.
We'll get Colin back in the game if we get an Amazon sponsorship. I'll personally walk him through it, give him tutorials, TED Talks, whatever I need to do.
I'll do all of it. If Amazon is down, dude, I'll do all of it.
I was gonna say, if Amazon sponsors us, I'm sure Colin is like, I'm signed up.
I'll wear Amazon apparel, dog. I will have Chelsea Cricket all my shirts with Amazon on it.
It's funny because you don't hear too many people badmouth Amazon, and we live in an era of of like, you know, the evil billionaires, you know, like Musk gets a lot of hate, whatever. But it's like Bezos, they're like,
kind of mums like, the word.
Yeah, Bezos. We're like, but also, bro, like I bought a T-shirt and they were like, hey, just keep it and we'll send you a new one. And like, that was pretty convenient.
He went from sending books to sending me same day hot dogs. Like, yeah, I'll let him slide.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like,
who cares if his mega yacht's ruining our ozone? Who cares?
Yeah. I don't think Bezos can do no wrong because he's made all of our lives so convenient. That we're like, all right, Musk is doing whatever Musk is doing and, you know, upsetting whoever he's upsetting. But we're like, hey, Bezos, my guy, like, I need that in 2 days. So I got you, bro.
Yeah. That's love.
Speaking of love,
there we go.
The movie this week is Crazy Stupid Love.
Before we get into that, I got one more.
We're in 30 minutes though,
bro.
We're at 30 minutes.
Save that for episode 14.
You guys are whack, dog.
Next,
I've been holding this one in the chamber.
Keep the audience suspended, man.
No, I'm gonna say it right now. I don't even care.
All right, here we go.
Do you guys?
You're welcome, Blake.
Do you guys?
you ain't gotta wait for next week.
That's the best call. Oh, dude, you're welcome, Blake. That one got me. Do you guys text your wife notes that she doesn't need to know, but they're like for work or for a project you're working on?
My wife does that.
Like basically texting yourself.
Yes.
But just like she's like this a safe outlet. Right.
Exactly. Like I literally text Teresa like Ellenwood County, text Rachel this, Rachel this and that. And she's like, it's to the point now where my wife doesn't even respond. She doesn't do she used to give me like the question mark. I'd be like, it's for work. Or like I'll send like I'm working on a project like 45x16x9.
Mm-hmm.
And she's
yeah,
and she just knows like this is the standard protocol now.
I understand what you're doing there, but there's also like two different options I could present you with.
What?
You can text it to yourself, but you have to type in your own number.
Yeah, I get type it in. That's way longer than finding my wife on the pinned. Yes, okay, checkmate. Yes, what else?
I'll give you that. Or you just use notes.
Notes is also two extra more clicks than it is to text my wife. I've done the math.
There's also a quick note feature. You can hit quick note.
Where's quick note at?
You can put it on your dashboard and do a quick note.
But then it's in all of my notes scattered.
Well, I mean,
it goes into my notebook file, but it's like scattered.
Well, it'll be in a date chronological order, just like all.
Yeah, but I have a very structured notes section. Like I take a lot of notes in my notes section for work and for coaching and everything.
Okay.
So my notes section is very structured. So I don't want to clutter it with just random things on top of the other that I have to go back in and delete. Whereas if I click messages, Teresa, type, it's send. It's there forever because I'd never delete my text. And I'm going to use it pretty soon. So I just got to like swipe up a couple times. It's there. Good.
Yeah.
I'll say if that works for you, man. Power to you.
But you guys don't do that?
My wife does that to me.
Your wife? So I was going to say, I'm not crazy. Like so other people do this.
I'll get a random text of, what you just said. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, that's her taking notes.
I do that at work. To myself at work.
Yeah.
Do you have yourself pinned in your favorites?
I have my colleague that I work with in the same office. Like I'll do that. If I need somebody's username or somebody's ID.
You text him.
Yeah. And like, we just know like if there's no contact, cause he's right there. If I wanted to tell you, I would just like tell you.
If something happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've done that. I've done that before, for sure. I just haven't done it with, I've never even thought of considered doing it with my wife. I use notes.
I do it so much. It might be 20 is a lot. 15% of our text thread is me texting her shit I need to remember.
So if you guys ever like, if the feds or something ever does like an investigation, you're like, man, this guy's good.
Yeah.
Like either goes from like, hey, babe, I love you. I'll see you tomorrow. Yeah.
William Newton overnight. Hospital, also Osborne County, text Rachel, text Sarah, they got the
best and brightest doing in Cypress.
Like, well, how do you break this code, dude? All right. Well, I wanted to get that off my chest. So thanks, Blake, for holding on for that.
Yeah.
Now let's get to Crazy Stupid Love.
Blake, go ahead and comment. If you do that or not, we'll see.
Crazy Stupid Love. Got any information about this one?
So this came out in 2010. The comedies are harder to have like fun facts and different things. Like obviously this one didn't win like an Academy Award or anything like that. But they had two directors that were on there.
Two directors? Yeah, how does that work?
Is that common?
Two directors? Yeah. a lot of times it's brothers. Okay. There'll be brothers that will co-direct stuff. Sure. Yeah, these are two directors. They're not brothers. But yeah, they've done like Being John Malkovich and stuff. Of our movie reviews and stuff, one of the fun things for me is like going back and seeing like, okay, this guy directed this, this, mm-hmm. and this. You kind of mm-hmm. see a pattern. Almost seemed like this was like their best work, because the other stuff, I was like,
I never heard of that.
Yeah. What's their other stuff? What's their names and what's their other stuff?
Glenn Ficora and John Ricca. Glenn and John will be last ones out. Yeah.
Glenn and John.
Oh, G and J. But directors didn't have a lot of other bangers. Like, I would say to me, this is their best one.
This is a banger. Can we all agree this is a banger? You didn't like it?
Dave.
You didn't like it?
Don't do it, Dave.
This, out of all the movies that you've recommended, Colin, this is the best one.
Yeah,
I've seen it before, but it's been a while. Probably when it came out in 2010.
Yeah.
So it's been like 15 years since I've seen it.
Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone.
Dude, Ryan Gosling, A+ performance.
Yes.
Emma Stone, A+ performance.
Absolutely. A+. Like, she was great. And they've been in three.
Steve Carell's wife sucks, dude.
Yeah.
She sucks. We can all agree.
Yeah. Kevin Bacon's in this movie.
David Lindhagen can Lindhagen. Get punched in the face. Eight more. I like me some Kevin Bacon, but David Lindhagen can get shoved.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, I would.
Freckle face boy, tight.
Good act. The acting is.
It was good.
The kid was creepy, fantastic. Man. They made him creepy and strange. And
I think
weird.
He is tight, bro.
He's great. The circle that comes, it comes like full circle. Yes. You think it's two separate stories, but then they merge together.
So they actually kept the interwoven dynamics between all the characters a secret from the cast members themselves.
Oh.
So they read the script.
That's not possible. I feel
it's
like.
True.
How
it's
does
true.
That? How
so
do
many,
you do that?
Many of the cast members, I don't know. Many of, but this is what I was reading. Many of the cast members didn't even know that everybody was connected or whatever. There was a lot of it until the very end when they're shooting the final scenes and stuff that they didn't even know.
Wow.
Which
would make some for some good theater.
Yeah.
I was trying to think. I'm like, I mean, these are professional actors.
You can't.
Whether
bro.
They know
they do
or
like
don't.
Table reads
what does
and
it
stuff.
Matter? I know. I was thinking to me.
I think that's. I'm calling bullshit.
Yeah. I read that too. And I'm like, why would that matter? There's a professional actor.
It is a tight
it's
story.
Like
but...
he finds out the day before shooting.
Whoa.
His performance is so much better. It's like, no, these are professionals.
Like, also, like, like Ryan Gosling's like, you're David Lindhagen? That's the second take, because the first time he's like, Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon, what are you doing here?
Why are you here?
No, that's because her name is Hannah. Because they talk about Nana.
Yeah.
They talk about Nana multiple times. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you talk to Nana, and you think it's grandma. Yeah. Obviously, that's what everyone would think when they say Nana. I think it's grandma, but it's like, oh, you're Nana? Nana.
Yeah,
you're
like,
Nana.
I can't say Hannah. Like, and they see each other for the first time. Like Steve Carell's character and Ryan Gosling see each other. Like, why are you doing here? So, and he's like, and it just dawns on them, and they're just like, no.
So this is my hang up. Like, the movie building up to it was great, right? You get like in little pieces of, okay, this
I'm
is...
I'm ready to fight to the death on this movie, dude, so let's go.
I will, but I do have one thing that I think...
Yeah, let's battle.
Let's do it. But no, it, like weaving up to it, and that's the scene where everybody comes together.
Yeah. In the barbecue,
in the backyard.
Right.
Is incredible.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing. It's funny. It's hilarious. Like, all the dudes like headlocking each other and stuff. Yeah. Hilarious. But I feel like going from that, where I'm like, this is the climax of this film here, to the eighth grade graduation was a little bit of a letdown for me.
You know,
it was like, we're here. And I just feel like there could have been something better than that.
I
don't have a problem with it.
I do see what you're saying. I was ready to die on a hill, but at that point, I had already seen the movie. Like, this is probably like my fourth or fifth time seeing the movie, but I was just like, yeah, we get it. Like, this is the bow on the movie.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
She's gonna give her nudies to the boy.
First of all,
he's gonna get back with his wife.
That's not okay.
I 100% watched that and was thinking, I'm waiting for Dave.
It is not
this.
Okay for you're a 17 year old.
She's you're
gonna
a senior give your, in high school.
You're give nudes to a 13 year old or something like that.
Yeah, and they're just like,
that's
he's
not okay.
He's weird and strange.
That is
it's
not
funny.
Okay. Not okay,
bro. We have 6 year olds singing Pink Pony Club right now. That's not a, like, it's that.
That it, is it, way different because they have no idea what that even means.
They have no idea that.
They don't have, if I had my 10-year-old watch the movie, he wouldn't understand what the photos were.
No, I agree. In the movie, in the universe. Yeah,
obviously, yes. It is not okay. I'm just saying, for a 17-year-old I'm saying, but like Hollywood's been doing this for years.
Sure.
California production studios, music, it's all been doing.
Obviously, I'm anti that.
Yeah.
But like, it's not egregious because they've been doing it forever.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, that's not, of course. Yeah, there's worse things in movies. I'm not going to say that. I'm just saying, that's not like, it kind of makes it like, oh, she's so nice and she's so, like, no, that's not okay.
That's borderline. Okay.
Who knows? If she's 17 or 18, it's illegal.
Did you guys have any scenes where you just guttural laughed? Like,
yeah, I thought it was hilarious. Ryan Gosling was fantastic.
He's great.
Fantastic.
I like.
He's good. He's good at everything.
He's. I'm a big Ryan Gosling fan.
Me too.
I was a. I'm a big fan of the Asian friend.
Yeah. She's great. This is one part I meant to research, but I didn't. Was her boyfriend in that movie Josh Groban? I know you know who that is.
I've heard the name.
I don't know who Josh Groban is.
The guy who sings like all the. I don't know, theatrical songs and...
I don't know.
Let me look his face up. Crazy Stupid Love. Yep, it's him.
Bang. Nice. I knew it. I'm good with this. Hey, nice.
That was good.
There's a few things I'm good at in life.
What a loser that guy was. Yeah, huh?
He was. Hannah Banana.
Okay, so...
Hannah Banana.
Hey, he offered her a
spot in the firm, dude.
Okay, so my thing about this movie...
Oh, I got a couple.
That bothers me.
Let me hear him, dude.
It's not... The movie's still great, but this is a thing that I see commonly in movies. Okay. You said it earlier. His wife is the villain. She's the villain.
She's terrible.
She broke up the marriage. Period. Right. That's it. No, end of sentence.
She cheated
that's it.
On him.
Whenever in these movies, it's a very common thing when the woman cheats. She is always like framed in such a way that it's not her fault. Because like, remember when they meet at the parent teacher conferences?
Yeah.
Steve Carell's like, you know what? You cheated, but like, and I'm mad at you, but I stopped trying. Right. I wasn't. No, stop. She cheated on you. Period.
Yeah.
That's it. Like it's never the other way. When the man cheats, it's always like he's a scumbag, right? And like, and again, even then, like it, you know, he, you know, sleeps with the girl that ends up being the teacher, right? And then he is the villain. Like everybody's like, oh, she is mad at him. And yeah. I'm like, no, stop.
Yeah.
No, stop. You are the villain.
You're
the villain.
But it's for the movie, right? Because like if it was in real life, Steve Carell would be like, actually, what really happened is, and he would just like announce the entire story to everyone. Well, but that's not good for the movie.
That's what I'm saying. When the woman cheats, they always like put it back in this whole like, it's not her fault really. They always soften it and make it seem like she's not the problem.
To Dave's point.
And I feel like that's a common thing and it happened in this too. The same with Hannah Banana or whatever. She thought he was going to propose. He didn't. Okay. And then she storms off like he did her some kind of terrible disservice.
Yeah.
Remember 2 seconds ago, she wasn't sure if she was going to marry him.
Yeah. Right.
But now she has the audacity to like when he's like, I'm not sure.
Also, she drank like two other people's drinks, dude. Not cool.
Yeah.
So not cool.
And to your point, like his friend group was like, hey, we have to choose your wife over you.
Yeah.
And we heard you're hooking up with younger women and stuff. And it's like, well, you guys just completely like went over the fact that she cheated on him with a guy from her work
first, right?
Yeah.
That broke up the marriage.
Yeah.
Thing that happened after that, like, is it good? No, but it's not. Yeah. It's not even
bro,
on the
what
same.
A terrible friend that guy was, huh?
Oh, horrible. Sure. Like, they didn't even stick up for him to be like, hey, you're glomming on some facts that happened after they were separated and not.
No, just in general, like,
yeah,
my boy's my boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not gonna bring our family over to his apartment anymore. But
and she said
you're
we can't
gonna,
be friends.
You're not gonna tell me I can't be friends.
And
with
that was
him.
Before he even did anything. That was before he was even the lady.
That's back when he was in the New Balance 378,
exactly.
Bro.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but again, who ends up apologizing to who?
Yeah.
He is the one that makes this big grand speech and say, "I never stopped loving you."
And he's still making the effort.
Yeah. And what does she do? Nothing. She is the one that broke
up
the bill.
Hey, time out. Time out.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever think that there's like a little like a tiff happens in your household between you and your wife?
Mm.
You know, she's like anywhere from 60 to 100% at 60 to 85%, 90% at fault. But you still initiate the conversation by apologizing for a certain part of what happened. That way you can initiate the whole talk track
discussion.
You guys never do. I do that.
I should do that. I don't.
No, I don't.
Oh, I do. Dude.
I don't do that. No.
Because my wife, I apologize. Like we've talked about, I'm a big apologizer. Yeah. My wife is not.
Mm-hmm.
Her father is like, it's very clear that the lineage of.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, hey, you know, I shouldn't have talked to you like this. I shouldn't have done this, but I was upset because of X, Y, Z. And then it opens the door.
Sure.
For conversations.
That's great, man.
I think I have no problem with that.
But so like, I will say like, I agree with you 100%. Like, this is not your fault, bro. Your wife cheated on you.
Yes.
But,
why?
But like, I would say we've all done, I guess we haven't all done it, but like, I have done it. Like, sure. I know this is not my fault. I know yes. However, I'm just going to apologize for my tone of voice or something to just get the ball rolling.
100%.
And then we can get there that way.
You're right. That is a great strategy. And I'm not, that's also like a small marriage tiff, not I slept with my coworker.
Correct. Okay.
So like that's a different.
I wouldn't be like, I'm sorry I didn't work out more.
Yeah.
So you thought I was hotter or whatever.
You know what I mean? Like I see what you're saying. Yeah. That's a great strategy.
No, you're right. This is way different. I'm just saying. But I have apologized when I've thought I don't need to apologize.
I get it. I'm just saying like, I feel like this is not the only movie that does that. I feel like when it, like, again, I guess the main crux is that in these movies, when a man cheats, he's a scumbag, period. They never try to like make it, oh, here's the reasons he cheated. Oh, this is like, oh, she was like neglecting him or this and that. Yeah. Never, never. It's always he cheated, he's a scumbag, period. That's it. End of story. She's the victim. And then in this, when she cheats, the whole movie is softening in that and not and making her be like, because she's like, he's talking to her on the phone and she's her crying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And again, it's like, you did this, hun. You did all of this. Like you have no right. You are not a victim at all in any way. He is the victim. But then again, he is the one that has to go apologize. He has to make it better. He has to make it right.
He has to go live in an apartment.
Yes.
I also don't understand that, dude. I don't get that.
That's the law in a lot of places. Whoever files for divorce, the other person has to leave.
But they hadn't filed. They were just separated.
But he was so devastated. He's like, I'm leaving.
That's like the first couple minutes of the movie. She's like, jumps out the car.
I do remember. I guess like I've never slept on the couch. I never will.
Yeah.
No matter how bad things are.
Yeah.
But like I do remember like working with a coworker back when I was like more immature, but I do stand by it. But it has never gotten to that point. It's like, yeah, just wait till you're on the couch. And I remember saying like, bro, I pay for this bed. I pay for this house. Like, even if we're both working, it's my bed too. You ain't kicking me out of my bed.
Yeah.
Like, if you're pissed, you can go. If you're that mad, you can leave. But I'm going to sleep in my bed.
I 1,000,000,000% agree with you.
I'm saying, like, if my wife cheated on me, like, I'm extremely upset. You need to leave now.
The thing is that actually real, the whole couch thing? Because that's like a 90, like a sitcom trope.
I was going to say,
right? Is that actually a real thing? Because I don't know if that's true.
Hey, we should all ask our dads.
Yeah. Because like, that is
back problems?
that's a trope in all these sitcoms and movies and stuff. You know, you can sleep on the couch tonight or whatever. Like, and I said the same thing you thought. I'm like, hold on a second.
I'm never
like,
sleeping on
I'm
the
not
couch.
Sleeping on the couch. If we have beef, like either we can like sleep on it and work on it the next day. Or, I mean, this has not ever come to the facts in like my relationship, but I'm saying, I'm doing the same thing with you. I'm like fantasizing, like, what was I doing?
If it's really that bad, you can go.
Exactly. If you can't sleep in the same bed as me, then.
I also think on the flip side of that, if you told your wife or a woman in general, like, hey, you're not sleeping in this bed, go sleep on the floor, go sleep on the couch somewhere, you would be deemed as a monster.
100%.
You're like, this guy is a demon.
Yep.
Yeah. What were your guys' top three funniest parts? Because the parts that made me like guttural laugh, like when he hands him his New Balances, he's like, hey, are you Steve Jobs?
Yeah.
Are you in a fraternity?
Yeah.
And he just takes his sneakers and throws them off the rail. That's funny to me. When he passed out in the sauna.
Yeah, on the Schwanza.
Yeah, Schwanza.
That was good. That was
hilarious.
That's funny.
just in general, his banter with
Ryan Gosling, I love the relationship dynamic change
too, where it's like he is the dominator,
yeah,
and he's just like, hey bro, like I'm trying to help you out, and then it turns into I'm dating your daughter, and he's just like he's on the other side of that, the movie made you feel good
because he's schooling him on all this game, mm-hmm. and then it turns to like, buddy, I've never felt this way before.
Yeah,
I don't know what to do. I gotta meet her family.
And he's calling him. Help me out.
Yeah. Like yes. he like so he becomes endearing.
Yes, like, the student becomes a teacher.
Yes,
yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah. but even less. It's just like we've all known you've gone from looking at pretty girl, whether you sleep with them or not, or this or that. It's like we've all been young once and all looked at pretty girls, and now we're all married. It's like we know what it takes to do both.
Yeah.
Whether you did it or not, it's very endearing of a character, and like to be able to allow for the character shift.
I'll throw out my other one where I just guttural laughed was when the he's meeting the teacher, and they're in there, yeah, and he's like, hold on, and he whispers over to her, he's like, she's an alcoholic,
That kills me.
I like every time. I think it's funny when they go back to his apartment, and honestly, it's like funny, and also it's. Like again, like I don't know, it's kind of adorable, like how like their relationship like kind of like spawns or whatever, and like in his apartment, and he's like, she's like, what are your moves? And she's like, I'm not gonna tell you my move. Yes. And he's like, yeah, yes. I put on music from Dirty Dancing or whatever it is,
yeah,
and I do the move and it works every time. He's like, she's like, that's the dumbest thing. I'm like,
it wouldn't work on me.
Yeah, she's like, he's like, yeah, I know it is the dumbest thing every time, but guess what? It's 100% effective.
So other fun fact.
Yeah, and then like he does it, and she's like. So the bedroom, but then they talk or whatever, and
I'm glad you brought that up because that's another fun fact of the movies is they use a body double during that.
Oh, I could tell
because Emma Stone had a fear of heights because I guess when she was younger had fallen and injured herself doing. Something.
She's got a fear of 7 foot tall.
Yes, yeah.
So that rocks.
They had to use a body double for it. There was Ryan Gosling who lifted the person.
But I could tell because I get like when they lift her up, I can see that she kind of like flails. Yeah. And then it cuts, and she's like doing like a perfect like.
Yeah, and a lot of
I need to go back.
A lot of their banter.
I was hoping you'd be like, I saw her thighs stop jiggling. Like I thought you're gonna start body shaming her.
No. It's like she like is like flailing, and then like it cuts, and then she's like doing like a perfect like you know dancer move. Yeah.
This is why I don't like Hollywood.
And then it cuts again.
I'm afraid of heights when someone lifts me up. Like, get over it, dude.
How much money are you making for this?
Come on, bro. Yeah.
I don't know, but yeah. They had such a dynamic relationship because they'd been in like 3 or 4 movies at that point.
Really? I didn't know
that.
Was
like their second or third movie at that point that the director actually just let them riff like when that whole like scene.
What's her name? Emma Stone.
Yeah. They're letting them riff in this and they added that into the movie or whatever.
Dude, cool. I was going to say a lot of her reactions are, in my opinion, extremely genuine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know, just certain things. I don't know. It also calls me back because there was several times when I was dating Teresa that we would just literally sit in the Froyo or our car or whatever, like, and we would just be talking for hours.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you forget. I think that maybe oddly brings me back to like why I like it so much because it just reminds me of me dating my wife, like for real, trying to court her and show her how awesome I am and why I'm worthy and also having fun with her.
Yeah.
Like dating your wife is great. I feel like,
yeah,
even like we went on a date tonight. I'm drinking a couple beers still. We had a little date night, had a couple beers. I just love dating my wife and Crazy Stupid Love just kind of reminds me like how fun it is to date, like young dating. Mm-hmm. Also continue to date. Don't cheat on anybody.
That was the
that's the moral that story.
That was the premise of the film. They go through young love, they go through old love, they go through non-existent love.
That's true. Unreciprocated.
It's yes. There's all different types of love that they circulate through this whole storyline and, you know, weave in.
Did you look that up or what?
Yes. I wish I could tell you I was that. I'm very thoughtful. I'm a deep guy.
I was gonna say that is impressive.
All right, edit that out, Dave. That's how I think, Colin. I mean, I perceive life differently, and
I've told Teresa, like, my phases of love that I believe: puppy love, lust,
infatuation, yeah,
and then real love. And maybe I think that way because I've been through those three phases. But like, I've been in puppy love. I've been in lust, where I thought it was love. You know, I think you love someone for a couple of years, but it's really just lust and everything that's going on in the moment of everything.
Sure.
And then there's real love. Actually, this would be a good take for you because you are a high school sweetheart.
Yep.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel about this?
So yeah, I had one girlfriend before Chelsea, who's my wife. For 2 months. So yeah, I mean, I really only had...
Did you tell her you loved her?
No.
Good. Then I was going to say, no.
No. She dumped me. She dumped me, guys.
Oh, she dumped you.
She could have done me a bigger favor.
What's her name, dude?
Not bringing it up.
Here. What's her name?
Nope.
USD259, look her up. Yearbook 2006. Yeah. USD259. Yeah. All right.
No,
but,
yeah,
but how do you feel about... You've only dated one woman. Do you still feel like you went through phases?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Like maybe 100%. Not in the moment you didn't know, but looking back, or did you know in the moment too?
No, I mean, in the moment, I was 17.
The moment you...
Right, you know
love
what I mean?
Is love is love.
Yeah, for sure. Like, so yeah, absolutely. Those phases, I think that's just the normal progression of like, first, it could be through multiple relationships or even the same relationship. Even like one person, relationship with one person, is probably going to go through those exact steps at some point.
Yeah.
As you're gonna venture into those, like the puppy love is like pretty much everybody goes through that at the beginning, right? And then like the sexual attraction or whatever is hopefully gonna be there as well.
Right.
For every relationship. And then like true love, right, is what I believe it is, and that's, I think it's St. Thomas Aquinas would say, it's to will the good of the other is what love is. It's an action. It's not a feeling, and that's what people get mixed up on, I think, when it comes to love, is that it's a feeling. That puppy love, that infatuation that you feel at the beginning, will fade, period. It will fade. And if you think that feeling is what love is, you're going to... That's what people like. That's what happened in this movie, frankly. To me, she was like, I don't feel that same way I felt.
What happened to us?
Yeah, no.
You got weak in temptation? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You stopped performing the action of love. We both start performing the action of love, and you went elsewhere.
Right.
I think that's a big mistake people make, especially when they're young, is that this feeling that I feel is what love is.
Right.
And to me, it's not. It's not a feeling, right? Obviously, there are good feelings that come along with being in love with somebody, but love to me is an action. It is a verb. It's what you do.
And you have to... Unreciprocated.
You have to pursue it. You have to pursue it.
I agree.
It's not something that's just going to exist, or...
That's well said, brother.
Yeah. I'm going to let you ride on that one, man. You threw a St. Thomas Aquinas out.
St. Thomas Aquinas. Out there,
so
that was funny.
Roll with that.
What was the quote again, Matt? Can you remind us?
Love is to will the good of the other.
If something that, good clip and love, that, and yeah,
to I will want, the I good wanna, of the
other. You notice I laid out during that entire thing as Dave was doing, he was being so adequate with it.
You know? Say it again for us, Dave.
St. Thomas, I believe it's St. Thomas Aquinas. I believe.
A doctor of the Catholic Church.
Yes.
Love is to will the good of the other.
To will the good of the other.
Wow.
Can you repeat that for us, Matt?
Our podcast has got very smart.
It's got very intellectual.
Yeah.
My rating for this movie? 8.
An 8?
8.
What was Interstellar?
7.
Good. Finally beat Interstellar.
Fight Club is a 9. Yeah.
Okay.
This movie is good. 8, 8.5 maybe. This is a great movie. This is a great movie.
Thank you.
I loved it. I was entertained the entire time.
I think
what'd you give it?
This is a 9 for me.
Yeah.
I'm entertained.
Give me a 9-1.
I'm thoughtful. It hits me in my feels. I'm right there with you where it takes me back to my, you know, when I was dating my wife, those feelings.
My wife.
Yeah, this is my wife. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Easy. There it is.
Your best one, Colin.
Thank you. Finally, I catch a banger.
Yes. Great movie.
Finally, I can put the Interstellar closet You know what? I've never been a guy for rules, but I just hate Interstellar just outranking all my.
I was gonna say, if you're gonna break the rules, I'm gonna allow it on this one because I didn't. I was upset until I started watching it. I'm like 10 minutes in. I'm like, yes, dude. Yeah.
You know what love can also be, guys? It can also be satisfying, which leads right into our top five of the day.
Dave, you're getting good at this. Is this how you make your living now, or what are we doing?
Yeah, I'm working on my segues.
Yeah.
All right, so we're back with top five satisfying things. It should be interesting how this one goes. I don't know. I'm excited to see what you guys have for us this week.
Go Number on. Five is a quick one. It's an easy one. Everyone knows it. Everyone loves it. Whether it's on your top five or not, you love this. You enjoy it. A great, amazing full body stretch. The old wake up. You know, you get so hard and your legs start just.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, it's going to be a good day, bro.
Okay.
And then like, let's get up. Let's hit them. Let's hit fingers to toes. Let's get a couple more stretches in. But mostly the full body stretch, that's a banger. Mm.
Can I translate this into a non-purposeful stretch of when you are like in a chair? I'll catch myself doing this at work. And somebody said this the other day.
Non-purposeful. What do you mean by non-purposeful?
Like you are like, you're like, all right, man, let's stretch my arms here. And you're like. Oh, and like a noise comes out of you like a Tarzan almost, right? And I got caught with this the other day where they're like,
but does it feel good?
Yeah, it feels great.
So what do you mean by non-purposeful?
Like I'm not meaning to stretch. Like I'm not like set, I'm not intent in the fact of like, hey, let me hit my morning stretches here. Let
You're
me
just check stretching.
This off the list.
Yes. It's not like
okay. I'm just
it's almost
all right. Yes.
It's almost subconscious. You're not like, yeah. Okay, bro, I'm going to stand up and stretch right now. You're not doing that. You're just like, your body just does
I'm
it.
Like, hey, the noise
has to come with it,
yeah.
I feel like.
Yes.
Almost.
But that noise is like something I didn't even control. Like it just
that,
came
yeah,
out
that
of
lets visceral. You know, like, hey, that was yes. a good one, dog. Hey, hey. This 1 o'clock meeting's about to be a banger.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. But it's when I'm like glued to my computer for like 2 hours and I'm finally like, all right, man, I got to break up here, a little monotony here. And I'm
nice.
Like, hi-yo.
Well, I don't say dumb shit like that, but yeah. I say noises, but not that.
Though. Yeah. That's okay. That's where I will. I'll meet
but I digress. But I digress.
That's a good one. I'll tell you.
I mean, we don't got to go crazy on these, but I'm just saying like,
I know you're on the stretches, man. I love that. I need to be
better. Hit them stretches, bro. Hey, hit them stretches, kids. All right. What's your number five? Who's five? You five? You're five?
Mine's also a quick one, but it's peeling off the cellophane or whatever that is on like any new like electronic or device.
Yes.
That always feels great.
Yes.
It's like the little protective coating on the screen.
Bro.
Or the back. Or like you know, get a new monitor. Mm-hmm. There's like even like the back of it sometimes bro. Has it. Or the TV. You come all the way across the
Go.
Big TV. Whew. That yes. feels great.
Keep going.
I love
dude.
It. I
Keep
love
going.
It. Dave.
But, that's a simple one.
How about the people that don't do it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Punch them in the mouth.
Yes. I live with one.
Your wife does this?
I live with one and I've been around people at work that like
she's got the crinkled corner.
Get a new keyboard and I'm like, hey, they're like, hey, can you come look at this or whatever? I'm like, yeah, let me look at this. And I'm looking down their keyboard. They still have that piece around
on
the keys
edge.
On the edge. I'm like
unacceptable.
I'm like, you gotta Dude. Get that off. I can't help you do anything until you get that off the edge there.
Hold
like,
on,
you're, like, no, I gotta keep this on out. There.
Time out. Your wife does this?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that
what
that
what is, what is
I
it?
Don't know off the top of my head.
Tell me, dude. Tell
but
me.
I specifically remember there was something that I tried to peel off and
that's just, insane.
No, you got to keep that on there because it keeps all the debris
and,
off this.
And you saying. Obviously said I understand.
No, I'm looking at it. I'm like, that is bothering me being there,
dude. I can't take it.
Yes, no.
it's
when we moved to our new house, we had the microwave had the deal on it.
Yep. Yeah,
and Teresa was like, we should keep that intact.
Yeah,
and I looked at her. I said, excuse me, excuse me,
got to come off.
You know who I am. I know who you are. We're both not those people.
Yeah,
and then we pulled it off, and there was like a little corner.
Yeah.
God bless my wife. She went and got tweezers and she was like picking at it. Sure. Dude, you got to get it out.
Yeah. I mean, like you have to get it off. It's double whammy. Like it can't be on there because it's just not okay for it to be on there.
Yes.
And then also taking it off feels great. That's satisfying.
It's
a double
awesome.
Whammy.
dude.
Like it's really, if you don't take the stuff, the cellophane or whatever it's called, off of your devices or off of anything,
yeah,
you might need to be deported.
I'm gonna have a hell of a time.
Hey, where's ISAT, dog?
Yeah, call him. Call
I'm gonna have a hell of a time.
I don't care if you're fifth generation, dude. Yeah. Kick rocks.
Get him out of here.
I'm the
get back to Iceland where your ancestors are
I'll
from.
I'll send you back to the UK. I don't
care. Yeah, dude. Enjoy bad teeth and shitty food, dude. Because over here, said, we peel our cellophane off our electronics.
Like an
American.
America,
dude.
I had a state of euphoria as you were saying.
Clip that.
Yeah.
I'm like closing my eyes. I'm like, that feels great.
Yes.
Yeah. There's so many different things. It's mainly electronics.
Most of the time. But yeah. Always.
But
always
yeah, like the keyboards, microwave. Mouses. Microwaves.
Yeah.
All of the, yeah, microwaves, yes. TVs, yeah. All of them, man.
Right.
But it, yeah. Yeah, if you want to keep it on, I'm questioning your look on life.
Lose my number, dude. Yeah. If you don't want to take it off, lose my number, dude. I'm not answering any calls or texts. Yeah. Next, dude. Next.
That's a great one.
That's an easy one. Yeah. That was a good one.
I've never thought about that, but you were 100% right. Yeah.
That's my number five.
If that's your five, your list might be all time, dude. Hey, right now you're one for one, cousin.
Ben's over here cooking. You got the crock pot plugged in.
I think you guys are going to like the rest of mine. Less than that one, frankly. So we'll see.
Maybe you should.
Okay, so my number five is satisfying things. Is I like to make people laugh, and if I can work in anything where I can get like a big laugh out of somebody, right? Not just like a ha ha, that was silly. But if I can show something where I get like a genuine laugh out of somebody, like I think I threw one at you the other day in the driveway. I got you. My favorite is if I can catch my wife off guard and I can make her laugh, like that makes my day.
For sure.
I'm okay with this.
It's harder to do as you get married.
I'm okay with this. I will tell you this, dude. Married. Big sleeper.
Yeah.
Thinks you are hilarious.
Okay. See, that
she,
makes...
She, like on group text, like when all our wives and all of us are together, she's like, you know, like, hey, bottom left corner, this and that. She's like, ah, look at this guy.
Yeah,
if I make that joke, she's like, come on, really? But she, dude, she thinks you are Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Dude.
But see, like that to me.
So just come on over and she'll laugh at you all the time and you'll feel great.
I don't know what the drivers are behind that. And it's not like random people, like people I don't know or whatever, but it's the people I know, my family, friends or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
If I can get them to get like a genuine
100%.
Laugh.
Absolutely.
It makes me feel great.
I love it. Yes, I love it. That's a great holding court. I call it holding court.
Yeah, like, it makes me feel great. It's beyond like me like coming to tell you like, hey man, I got a promotion.
But you're a pop shot guy. Yeah. You're a pop shot guy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll come in. I'm not a long winded.
I'm a story guy.
Yeah, I'm not long winded. I'm gonna come in quick off the top corner.
Yes.
I'm gonna hit you with something crazy. I will say, probably.
That is where you're the best at, I feel like. You're like your one liners, zingers, pop shots. You are better than that at that than anything else. Not that the rest of you is boring, but that is where you shine, brother.
Yeah. But that to me will trump anything satisfaction wise. Mm-hmm. If I can come in, make my friend laugh out of nowhere.
Go ahead then.
More so than anything else of me being like, hey, did you hear about how I did this or that? It's like, I don't care about that. Or like, hey, compliment. No, it's like, if I can make you laugh or something, that gives me the best feeling.
I'll go so far as to say you're the best person I've ever met at the one-liners.
Yeah,
they're bar none. Bar none.
They're not dad jokes.
And they're completely like, it's not something I'd ever think about. Never even, who thinks of like saying the girl in the bottom left-hand corner was my ex-girlfriend? Like, who thinks of that? Yeah, like, only Matt Hainer. Yeah. And like,
there's times you say things and like my kids, like I'm rolling down my window, we're leaving and you say something. And I laugh and like, he's like, what do you say? I'm like, I don't know, something dumb. I just like roll the window up because I have zero comebacks for what you just said to me and my family in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're good. You're good at that.
For sure.
Making somebody laugh feels great. Yeah. There's no doubt about
for
that.
For sure. Absolutely. Yeah. For sure.
So I'm like the Patch Adams. That could be on our list one day.
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right.
Another great one. That's a great one.
All right. My number four is getting something out of your teeth. I specifically thought of popcorn, like post popcorn, or steak. Like popcorn or steak are big ones.
Beef jerky.
Yeah, you get a little toothpick. You got something back there.
Yeah.
Especially like maybe you're in a group setting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can't go to town. You gotta be confident. But you're like sitting here like this. You're like,
and you can't let it go either, right?
Right. No way, bro. Your tongue is like the most curious muscle in your body.
Yeah.
It's just feeling. It's feeling all over. So you're like working. And then you get it loose. You're like,
oh,
it's great.
Brother. Yeah. If you were to ask my wife, it'd be like taking your bra off at the end of a long day.
Yeah.
Like she's like, that's a great feeling. I'm like, yeah. You know what's nice is getting popcorn at your teeth.
Dude, yeah, because that little, like the kernel is like super thin, like it slides down in there, like underneath.
It's like a, it's like a fish scale in your, dude. Exactly
and right. You can't ever figure out because like you like you have it with your tongue, you're like, all right, this tooth right here. And then you go in with your finger.
How annoying is that,
and you're like,
bro?
You're three teeth off. You're like, how is this?
I counted.
Two,
and then you go through, you're like.
Are you coming with
I'm
your finger?
I'm on my canine right now. How you're does
like,
this work?
I'm back here, and I think it's on this tooth. Like, what? Dude, I'm not connecting the dots.
That's
here.
That's so funny.
Weird.
Your tongue is like, bam, right there. Bam, right there. Exactly. But like the finger is like, what? Where is it?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Because how many we have? How many teeth do we have?
That's so true. I don't
27,
know.
I think.
It's in the 20s.
26.
There's no way it's odd number, right?
Nah.
I mean, it can't be.
I'm pretty sure it's 26.
I don't know.
Hey, smile real quick.
Yeah.
You're just odd. You're just odd.
You got a picket ass fence, boy.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I like that one.
All right, there we go. Number four. Hit it.
Hey, we haven't matched yet.
Okay. This is my 4 and 3 are actually kind of similar, but... Number four is watching somebody use a lathe. Do you know what a lathe is? It can be used for wood or metal. Right? Yep. It spins it really fast.
Yeah.
And they use like a chisel or whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, that is so... I love watching that.
That's the wormhole you go down?
You watch on YouTube, but metal or wood, but they'll put like a gigantic block of like a tree stump. It's just a tree stump.
Yeah.
Like with the bark on it and everything.
Yeah.
And they're sitting here, they just hit it with this thing and you see it like slowly shape. Oh, it is great. Nah. I love it. It looks great.
Now I'm with Dave. In seventh grade, I made a baseball bat.
Yeah.
On a lathe.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing, dude. It went from 3 pieces of wood glued together into a baseball bat.
Yeah.
And there's tons of wood.
And just from spinning. Yeah. It just spins and you use the like the chisels to get it exactly how you in the different like saws and stuff.
Yeah. Don't care.
Didn't hit my list, but I'm going to agree with you on
that.
Yeah,
I like
that. Did you use the baseball bat?
Yeah.
Like why was it glued together?
Because there's not a piece of wood that like thick enough for that. There probably was, but I went to US. I went to a public.
What, brother? Hold on, real quick. Have you seen trees? Yeah. Hold on, time out. Have you seen trees?
I went to a public school, man. Like, we didn't have the funding.
Matt, we're gonna glue these things together. Why? Because trees don't grow this big.
Yeah.
Okay, sir.
You know, thickness of a baseball bat. They're not a tree that thick.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Shoot us with it, Hainer.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'm with you. All right. So
I understand what you're saying. It's just not my cup of tea.
But if you see it just comes together so like
it's
elegantly.
Cool. It's cool. It's not my cup of tea. Mm-hmm. Like I'll watch it, but it's not hitting my list.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
I like fact that we may have our first list ever where we don't.
Your first one was a banger.
Yeah.
Don't give up on yourself, Dave.
No, I think it's great.
All right. My number four is when you're in a like public space, you're in a gathering with people, friends or whatever, you know, you're having like drinks, you know, appetizers, whatever, and you finally get to step away and let a fart out. You have that fart in there all night, right? It's like a giant balloon in your stomach and you're like, God, man, you're listening to Steve's story or something and you're talking to Becky and you're like, hey, it's been real. And then you finally like step outside to go to your car or take a phone call or something.
It's great.
You let it out.
That it does feel good.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
You know what's also can make the most disappointing list? You've been keistering that air pocket for a while.
And it's nothing.
And it's just like I could have done this 3 hours ago, brother. What? Yeah,
I could have done that easily in there when we were
easy.
Over there. Yeah, we were over there talking about the fondant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Or you go, I love that you brought that up. Or you go outside, dude, and it's like the 4th of July just went off.
Yeah. You're like waiting for the turd to come out next. You're just waiting for it. Hey, you know what I thought of in Crazy Stupid Love? We got to have the because when he's talking about Mr. Miyagi, you Mr. Miyagi'd me.
Yeah,
and he goes and hits on his that school teacher.
Yeah,
and he's like, ah, boring. Tell me something else. You're boring.
Yeah,
we got to have like the Crazy Stupid Love meter. Be like, all right, dude, this is boring. Like, move it on.
Yeah,
like politely tell someone. to like, we don't care about what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like just
I was
like
trying, I was trying to build up to that story.
No. Your build up was fine. But like in overall group chat, like it, how would we do that? Like a meme. Yes, and a meme to people.
At Mr. Miyagi? Is that what he's
Oh, maybe the Miyagi, because that they don't even know that it's from Crazy Stupid Love.
Yeah.
So if you send the meme, just us three would know within the group that we need this story to move along from whoever's texting it. Whether it's wife or friend.
Okay. So you're telling me I should Missy Miyagi this
No, I'm saying
number and I no. tell you we should Mr. Miyagi this wherever you're going.
I'm saying we need to come up with a way to tell people they're being boring without saying boring.
Okay. Okay.
And in a group chat, I think Mr. Miyagi would be a great way for us three to have an inside joke as to
if somebody's like a long-winded story.
This is boring me. Yes.
A long-winded story?
Yes.
Yeah, somebody's talking about how my house got reappraised. And
yeah, Jessica and was the person. Yeah. And yeah, I'm like, yes.
That happened to my friend Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, something, dude, yes.
I would love that.
Exactly. But I digress. What are we on? Okay.
Three.
I have perfectly cooked meat. Mostly I'm thinking smoked meat.
Okay.
Because smoked meat takes a long time. And oftentimes, quite a bit of effort. Typically, when I'm like smoking meat, if it's for a big payoff at the end, like a big party, like you don't smoke like one rack of ribs for your family. There's 25 people coming over or whatever. So when it comes out perfectly, I'm just like, yeah, this is the French
chef's kiss.
Yeah, I love it.
Chef's kiss, literally.
There's a lot of
I just said French kiss. I meant chef's kiss. I said French kiss.
Yeah.
I don't French kiss my meat. Just
are
to
we,
be
clear. Talking about a specific kind of meat?
No, or? All meats. Because even like steak on the grill, that does not take very long. But like when someone cuts into it, like your father-in-law is like,
yeah,
great, well cooked. You're damn right. I'm the grill master, bro.
Cooking meats for a large gathering is a lot of pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate it. Right? Yeah.
I get put under that pressure a lot. I welcome the pressure. Yeah. I want it. When it's the bottom of the ninth, bro, and like it's not going the way you want. You got bases loaded.
Yeah.
And you can't find the strike zone. I'm looking at my wife and she's like, "What's going on?" I'm like, "We need it like 10 more degrees hotter."
Yeah.
I don't know. I gotta get it over here. This and she and like Teresa's like jumps on board. She's like, "All right, how do I help you?" You know, she's looking for everything that we're both on board, but it is stressful.
Yeah.
And then if you don't get it right, people are like, "Oh, it's still good." Like, no, hey guys, I know you've had my ribs before. This ain't the one that, you know, like, I get pissed off too because they're like, "No, these are great." I'm like,
"Yeah.
Yeah, dude, they're great for the first time I ever cooked ribs. Don't lie to me."
So what, I guess what's the most satisfying part of that? Like when it comes off and you're seeing the finished product, or when somebody's like biting into it for the first time and giving you that compliment, the feedback?
Nah, the finished product before everyone eats. Because when I see the finished product, I know if it's going to be good or not.
Mm. Okay. Because I may be the opposite, where it's like, this looks good. It hit the temp. It's looking charred, like it's looking nice and presentable.
Yeah.
But it's like when I'm getting that feedback, especially I would say I have like a 10-year-old nephew who I've cooked turkey the last couple of years, and I didn't cook the turkey one year, and that dude was upset, right? Because like the best feedback you get are from kids. Kids will shoot you straight, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is trash. For this is terrible. Whatever, so I'm like gauging my stuff on my nephew. We're like, "Hey, mom, what's he thinking over there?" Like, I'm watching him bite into his first bite. Yeah. But
I mean, it does feel good to like when someone says like, "This is great." Yeah. But like I said, like even when my meat isn't hitting my bar, people are like, "This is so great." I'm like, you know, you've had better from me specifically.
Yeah.
So don't. So I don't like my wife. My wife, she's a good critic. Because she will tell me, not mean, like, I'd be like, "Hey, what do you think?"
Yeah.
She's like, "This ain't the one." You know, or like "Well, you've done better," or "It's good, but it's missing this," or "It's flavorful, but it's not juicy."
Yeah.
Like, she's, because she knows I want the true, so I can alter things next time.
Yeah.
But, so like, pretty much when I take meat off the smoker, I know I hit the mark, or this is jacked. I got to figure out how to, like, rescue this.
Yeah. No, that's a great one, because you're working on it for hours.
And like I said, you're never smoking meat for seven people, like five people.
No.
It's always 10 plus, like 20 plus, 30 meal, plus.
This meal is going to do or die right. off this meat.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to survive on
my Sunday family dinner is 45, 50 people there. All right, let's move on.
That was your, okay, number three. My number three is building something. Building like pretty much anything, but specifically for me, out of wood. Anytime I make something out of wood, I don't know. It's just the whole process of like working with wood is very satisfying.
Yeah.
Where it comes to like drilling the holes, like sawing. I don't know. It just feels like
even buying the materials, right? I mean, if you equivalent it to a date or something like that, I mean, it's buying the materials is the equivalent of like picking out the best outfit for the night, right? It's like you get into the right space or framework.
I'll allow
to build upon.
I don't think we need to go that deep into this.
I'm still running Crazy Stupid Love. We're running that as an undertone here.
Yeah, no. But I do see where you're going.
Yeah, it's like sawing, drilling, all those things, and it's up and it's done. You're like, nice.
Yeah, but it's part of because it's all
especially because like especially like when it's doing first woodworking, it's not like it's a manual that I followed. Right, put this like
you
it
had
was
to
all,
figure it out.
Yeah, like I like took literally just pieces of wood that were random, like laying on the ground. That weren't perfectly designed with the holes pre-drilled.
And I need this thing.
I need this thing, and now I have the thing.
Right.
I don't know. That's satisfying.
I just built a shed underneath my porch, and like to your point, I thought about that on my list. I'm like, I was done. I looked back. I'm like, this is dope.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is tight.
Yeah.
You know.
For sure.
And then the wife comes down. She's like, "Hey, this is great." I'm like, "You're damn right, dude."
My number three is in most satisfying things: petting a dog.
Nah. Dude, I love dogs. I got a dog. You can leave.
I don't have a dog. I grew up with dogs, but just like showing up to people's houses, like your house or Dave, I have a dog. And I'm like, hey, there's a dog, and I get to pet a dog. It gives me satisfaction.
That's the third most satisfying thing you could think of?
Yeah. It brings me happiness, man.
I don't think we need to expand on this.
I don't like that one.
Because you guys have your own. When you see your dog, you're like, "Hey, there's my dog," and I pet him.
Yeah, no, but
I pet Chief all the time. But I'm just like, "Oh, this is some of the best stuff." If that was the case, I would just sit on the couch and just.
But
rub
even
him
just like a random
until there was a woodworking project to do, and then I'd get up and do that.
Even like a random dog you see that's like a nice dog.
No, for sure not.
Not at all.
Sure, man. We're way on the other side of the spectrum.
Nerd, bro. No.
Nerd.
No.
All right.
That one guy who commented on Dave and said he'll never feel love because he doesn't understand a pet and he won't save its life.
That's
whatever.
Fine, dude. That guy can
I'm with him.
Too.
I'm with that guy.
Yeah, dude. You can go live in his van down by the river.
I was standing up for Dave, but now we're
good.
Back
you together. Okay. Oh, we don't want you on our team. My number two, canceling your own dinner plans to go eat out or to call in takeout.
Wow. That is specific.
So canceling your plans to go
like,
out.
No. Canceling your dinner, like your in-house dinner plans. Like tonight we're going to make chicken sandwiches or, you know, we're going to make chicken breast with broccoli and orzo or whatever it is. I get home and Teresa's like, it's been a day.
Yeah.
We have baseball at this time, softball at this time. How about we just go get Chinese food? Mm. Or how about we hit... Or maybe you're not that busy, like there's nothing going on. It's like, I don't want to cook. Let's go hit Medi's.
Oh, man.
And I'm just like, babe, you're talking my language.
You're teeing me up for tonight. I was team, because it's always that decision, right, of like, hey, are we going to cook something at home? Or do you want to make it easy and go eat out or whatever, right? So it's like, do we save money? Or do we go spend it for the ease and convenience? Tonight, I was on the... all over the side, whatever it is.
Spend all the money.
Yes. Well, no, I was, hey, what do you want to do for dinner? Because I got home earlier, like a couple hours before she got off work. And it was like, she's like, I don't care whatever you want to do. I'm like, all right, cool. Let's not waste money. I'll make something at home. I go in there and I'm looking around. I'm like, I'm not feeling any of this. Let's go get Pizza Hut.
Yeah. See, bro?
So I go get the Pizza
How
Hut.
How tight is it?
And it felt great because like I didn't have to clean up anything. I didn't have to prepare anything.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Yeah. I think I'm with you. 100% agree with that. I love when that happens. Like I'm planning on cooking. And
it's
then,
the best. Dude.
And then
I love.
And then they're like, she's like, "Is this gorgeous?" I'm like, "Yep."
I wish
no arguments. Either.
I like that we don't eat out very often.
Yeah.
I wish my wife canceled dinner plans every day, dude. I would eat out all the time,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right. Gotcha. Moving on.
All right. All right. All right. All right. My number two, this is one I don't know how I'm going to get you guys with this one. So this one specifically
burning through this list.
This one specifically for me is I'm a big fan. I have a big chess player, but this can be applied to things outside of chess. So for me, what I have on my list is like, when you find like a checkmate or a tactic, like two or three moves, when you find it, you're like, oh yeah, that felt really good. Like I can like, you, there's a move here. Like there's a best move. Like you find it and it's like check here, move, whatever. It's a really good feeling. So like maybe if you don't play chess, an equivalent could be any puzzle. Like solving a riddle or trivia or a puzzle is like satisfying.
But I don't think it's got to only be puzzles. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
I do a lot of negotiating, sales negotiation, and that type of stuff. I love when you see where something's going. In an argument, in a negotiation, anything. Like they say something and you're like, your next steps are A, B, and C.
Sure.
And here we go. Mm-hmm. And it all works out. You're like, boom.
Like you ever do like trivia. Trivia is like extremely popular. It's like, it's very been popular for years, decades. And the thing is, the reason it's high is like, it feels good to know things. Like when they ask you a trivia question, this trivial knowledge, and you're like, got it. That feels good every time. It's like, it could apply to any kind of puzzle or riddle, like, or, you know, it could be like a riddle, you know, sheet of riddles that are like, oh, I got this one. Like this one was like difficult, but I got it. Like,
right.
You know, that like feels good to like get those answers.
It does piss me off when I can't get riddles, dude.
Yeah. And then you like get the answer, you're like, oh. Of course, that was it. But like in chess, like if you after the game, you know, most of the websites will like review your game and tell you the best move.
Okay.
Because like in the game, because like in it's harder in chess also because in a puzzle there is an answer, right? It was made. There is an actual answer. But a chess position, there might not be. There might not be a move that wins because it's just how this sets up. So when you do find it. And you look at the after the game, you're like, "Yep, that was the move to
got
win."
Got his ass, boy.
Just feels good. Okay. Just satisfying.
Do you talk trash on those? Like when you play chess matches against other people?
Like if I'm like losing and come back and win, I'm like, yeah, for sure. I don't actually talk trash to them.
Okay,
bro. But like I'm like yelling at my screen, any, like that's what I'm talking about.
I'd be giving them the smoke.
Is there any form of chess trash talking? Maybe. Does that exist?
That's why I would do it because I'm a subpar chess player. Yeah. So I'm a get in your head and you're just gonna be frazzled, bro.
That was number two. That was my number two. My number two. Puzzles, riddles.
My number two is coming home for the day from work and changing out of your work clothes into any whatever clothes you want to wear for the day.
I agree. For me, it's just I just take my shirt off. But yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Just take off your uniform of the day.
Yes. And that's not even like I wear a uniform, but it's like slacks, jeans, whatever it is.
100.
I'm taking those off. It's like I'm a snake shedding skin. Right?
I have a question. Do you sleep in your chonies or do you have like short, like, because like I sleep in shorts, but I don't wear my underwear underneath.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So do you wear like your chonies and your shorts on top, or you just wear one or the other?
Shorts, yeah.
Shorts, or no.
I do a combination of, yeah, it's either the underpants or the shorts.
But
it's not both.
But not usually. Both.
Not both. No. Not both. That's okay. Too many layers.
Right.
Not okay. A layers. Too many juices sealed in.
Yeah. So at what point, like, I always struggle with, as like, I sleep. I don't like my, just like my underwear. I sleep in short, like looser shorts.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
more comfortable.
Yeah.
But without underwear. But I'm always like, when do I take my underwear off?
Okay. The
answer's
I don't know.
Never.
Well, yeah, I found once my kids are in bed, that's when the underwear can come off.
Okay. Yeah.
And the shorts go
that's
back.
Fair.
I'm with you on that. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how.
But it would be nice if you could go earlier though. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just in the boxers. Only. I don't like the shorts.
And the socks. Don't forget
you wear
the socks.
Boxers? Like loose fitting boxers?
No, boxer briefs. Boxer
so
briefs.
You wear your briefs.
That's it. Yeah.
Under your shorts all day. And then when it's time for bed, you just take your shorts off and you get in bed?
No, I mean, I'll change them. I'll change,
change
them.
But yeah. But you're wearing briefs only to
only,
bed?
Yeah, only. Yeah. In a t-shirt. See, and I wear socks to bed too.
You wear a t-shirt?
I wear socks actually always.
Yeah, I know you're a sock guy. But you also wear a t-shirt in bed?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
You're a t-shirt person too?
In bed? Yeah.
T-shirt?
Since forever.
Yeah. I don't like sleeping with no shirt.
Brother, I'm
sleep with a shirt on.
I can't sleep with a shirt on. I actually, until I started having children, slept naked for almost my whole life.
You told me that before. Yeah. You told me that. Because remember, you had to go to the bathroom, you'd have to grab shorts.
Yeah, I was just like, and I finally, like one or two, like a kid crawls in the bed a couple of times, you're like, all right, I can't be naked next to my child. Like, I'm going to put some shorts
on.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's where I develop like the thigh-high shorts with no underwear. Mm. It's as close as you can get to being naked. Yeah. Dude, a shirt would drive me bananas.
No, I can't sleep in a
shirt. I don't even know. Like, yeah, like Teresa sleeps in a shirt. I like most women do, I guess. Mm-hmm. No, I just don't understand.
Too constricting, man.
No, turn around. Thank you, dude.
No.
No, thank you.
That was a great conversation, I would say. But yeah, coming home from work.
Does your brother sleep in a shirt?
I don't know.
Why would you ask that?
Yeah.
Is it a family thing? Like, what? Is it person to person?
Jared, comment below if you sleep in a shirt.
Jared, comment below. Do you wear a shirt to bed? Yeah. It is like, yo, my dad's had always had a shirt on, so I have a shirt on, so that's what we do.
I remember my dad did not have a shirt on when he went.
Okay.
I said Jared.
I remember that.
So it's not exactly generational.
Instagram, send us a picture also too. Yeah.
Selfies only.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Hashtag.
That's a good one. I like that one. I agree.
That is a good one.
I agree. Like,
feels
like,
great, man.
Yes. You know, it's like, the best.
My wife is like quickest. She is home and she has changed her clothes in seconds.
You're
She's
like an Oscars host.
Yes. Yes. Like, it's a quick change. Yeah. It's like in the backstage and she's back out. And like, wow. Yeah.
I don't hate it, dude.
Not like that.
I don't fault her one bit.
I walk in the house and the kids are like, can I have this? Can I have that? And everybody's like, going to minimum. I was give me one second.
Got clothes,
I got to come in here and Batman this thing. I'm just like, I'm like, all right, cool. I'm chill now. What do we need?
Yeah.
What
now,
what's going on?
Now I'm out of work mode.
Yes.
That's good.
That's a good one for sure.
All right, my number one, just finishing any manual labor job.
Yep.
Whether it's mowing the grass, whether it's building something, whatever, like anything you can look back on and be like, I did that or I took part in that. I thought I was going to build houses when I was younger because I worked construction for my buddy's dad. And yeah, it sucked. Like he made me do all the worst things, but I did enjoy, like at the end of the day, if he had me work on some part of the house or hang drywall or do whatever landscaping, like, look at me like, dude, I did that, dude. And you could be proud of it. I just love finishing. And also, like, it's hard. So you're done. Like, chug a water, chug a beer, whatever. And, like, you're finished for the day. Like, I don't know. It's great. I think it's probably the most satisfying thing.
Yeah,
but it's also most satisfying because of how hard you worked.
You definitely think it's the hardest thing.
I 100% think
it's number one.
No one can tell me different. That's my number one.
No, you're absolutely right. It has to be something that's productive, though, right? Like if it's not productive, it's less satisfying.
If it's
just like for fun, like it's like a fun thing, maybe.
Like what? Like name something.
I don't know. Like
building a sandcastle.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Something like that. Yeah.
100%. I'm not joining your team.
That's a good example. Yeah. Something like that. Something that's frivolous.
Yeah.
Like it has to be like, this is like, it's done. It was hard work. And like now something is better than it was.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I absolutely agree.
Even if it's not my stuff, like, dude, I will.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to paint Dave's like, we're going to paint my house or whatever. I need your help.
Put in a basketball hoop?
Put in a basketball. Exactly. Yeah. Does it help me out at all? Not one bit. But I like helping my friends. I like all of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, I yam on that thing. Yeah. So it did help me out a little bit, but.
But it's also, it takes like years for that feeling to wear off too. Cause like it'd be like 6 months after you finished a project and you still walk out there, whether it's like shelves in your garage or something, you still walk out there and you're like, I grabbed this. You're like, shelves are looking pretty good.
I also think it's
looking pretty good. Look at them all straight and stuff. Yeah.
I also think it's important to do it like with specifically boys. If you have a son, you need to have them help you do things. Yes, it's going to slow the process down.
Yeah.
But they will see your joy in what you are doing. And then that will rub off on them. They will understand why you can't half-ass things, why things got to be built right, you know, or whatever, because it could, it goes down to all like doing the poop patrol for before you mow the lawn.
And it's the whole like mantra of blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah.
Right? Where it's like, and a lot of the stuff that you build or, you know, you're putting, you know, maybe not the tears, but, you know, the blood and the sweat are a lot, always a factor into that.
Right.
And you go back later and you're like, man, like that, that was worth it. Right. It was while you're doing it, you're like, this sucks. Like putting in a fence or something, digging a hole for a basketball goal to put in. You're like, this is horrible.
Yeah, but
like you don't enjoy it while you're doing it. But with the finished product, you're so satisfied.
There's been very few things that I'm like, this is awful.
Digging a hole, any digging of holes
is not.
Yeah, great. But when you get three, you get your two best homies with you. That I like in my head, that doesn't count.
I mean,
as
it was
terrible.
Fun and we laughed, but it was horrible.
That task specifically, digging holes in the ground is terrible at all.
See, I was gonna say, I didn't think it was that bad because I was with you guys. 3 foot.
No, for sure. I mean, it makes it better for sure.
It was a 4 foot by 3 foot hole in clay.
Yeah, dude, I hate digging. Like, and we just built all these trees. We had to dig all those holes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't. Ugh. I don't disagree with you. Like, digging holes suck.
Yeah.
But like, it wasn't. I don't look back and I'm like, that sucked. I'm like, I literally look back and I say, that was fun. Like, yeah, we had some fun for a day.
And it was like, we were like, it was like three, we, you know, we didn't dig that long. Like I would dig for 2 minutes and like I would hop out and then like you would dig for a couple minutes. So it was, yeah, for sure. But I'm saying like, out of all the tasks that can be done, like digging is, it, I hate it.
Dude, it's that's also worst. Why I think, Therese, because I grew up doing a lot of manual labor. Mm. Like for my dad, or my dad would find, like literally would call people and like find manual labor for me to do.
Yeah.
Because I was kind of a wild child. Like
he
like,
found manual labor for you.
Yeah. He would just like, he like find things for me to do. Like, oh, you're going to go to this guy's house and do this. I would always bring a homie. Mm. Like I think that's why I enjoy being with the homies so much all the time.
Yeah.
Like I'm an extrovert. My wife's an introvert. Like she's like, I just want to be with my friends. Because in the times that, like life sucks and your dad's like trying to make it the worst for you, I'm just like, as long as I have a friend here,
yeah,
we're gonna be just fine.
Oh yeah, yeah, doing a
so I guess
job
it's also
friend.
Like my outlook, like you guys like, this sucks. I'm like I look back on digging that hole pretty fondly.
Yeah,
because we spent 4 hours with each other.
Yeah, that's true.
Uninterrupted. Then we just dug a hole and talk shit to each other.
I like digging holes.
Yeah, no, I'm not one of them hole diggers. I'm not even doing that, but together we can dig that hole.
That's a good one. I would 100% agree with that. Any manual labor job.
Dude, yep. Get a homie. Yeah, dude. Get a homie. That's it's a the one. Best.
All right.
My number one is so this could apply to many different things. This is sports. This is a sport thing in sports.
Sport?
Yeah, this is a thing in sports. So my sport that this applies to the most is disc golf. I like disc golf a lot. Oh. When you throw the perfect shot. When you throw it, and so it's really, it could be anything where you like throw it, and then you get to watch it travel, and just like see it fly through the air, it just feels great. So I'm not a ball golfer, but if you like in ball golf, same idea.
You mean golf? You mean golf?
Ball golf. So in ball golf, when you hit a good shot, I mean it just like, oh, that's perfect. You can see it fly through the air. I feel like that's like.
Is it wild that you called golf golf your almost your whole life until you had discovered disc golf and then you started calling it ball golf?
I only call it ball golf when you're around. Literally, I never ever call it ball golf.
Checkmate, dude. Yeah. You got me. Yes. You got my ass dead to rights. Yeah.
No. And that's only because he said frisbee golf once.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's been on the defense since.
Exactly.
Dude. But yeah. Oh, it grinds my gears. That's hilarious that you said.
The qualifier here is that you release it. And then there's a time between you, like, until you know that it's actually good or not.
Yeah. No, it is very satisfying. I don't hit a lot of great shots in golf. I love golf. I don't hit a lot of great of them.
Yeah.
But when you do, you're like, dog.
Yes.
And everyone on the tee is like, bro. Yes. What? And you're just like, I smoked that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for me in disc golf, like, again, like, you throw a drive and you see it, like, you're like, oh, it's perfect. You see how it's just going to fade and, like, and it's like land right where you want it. Or I can imagine, like, in baseball. Right, you feel the throw, you get it fielded in the outfield, and you just like gunning someone down at first or second or home.
I was gonna say hitting
up, pimping a home, like being able to pimp a home run,
hitting a ball.
Yeah, exactly, perfect. Yes. Yeah, same thing.
You know which one you don't get satisfaction from is like just slicing a guy in football, Like if you like just cripple a guy.
Yeah.
It feels amazing, but it's you don't get to enjoy it.
But it's immediate. So like,
exactly.
So
in football,
the equivalent of football was like, right. Like you throw a bomb. Like you throw it and it's like you can see
No.
And then they catch it and you're like, right. Oh, yes.
I understand completely. I'm just saying like it is very satisfying to just cripple a guy, but it's also you don't get to enjoy it.
Savor it. Exactly. Yeah, yes. Yeah. So that's for me. Like there's a multiple different sports you can choose from here, but it's when you hit the make a shot and then you can like enjoy it while it's traveling through to a destination.
Not even that. Like who cares about a sport? Like we used to throw like rocks at stop signs or like set up a bottle on a stop sign on top of a stop sign.
For sure,
dude. Like when you threw it and you're just like
that's our target.
And it's like a skinny rock. Yes. So it's like, but you curved it perfectly. And you're just like, that's the one.
Yeah.
And you hit it and all the homies are like, ah!
Yeah.
And you just go inside and like finish your Coca-Cola.
Cause that anticipation. It's like you throw it. It looks good. It looks great. But there's still that a little bit anticipation. Yeah. You don't know for sure. It could be off or whatever.
I was a big throw rocks guy. Would you guys throw a lot of rocks when you were kids?
Oh yeah.
I did.
I was say, you're
a big rock guy.
As you said that, I wanted to like throw into the argument of like skipping a stone on water.
Yeah.
That's a great feeling too.
New Mexico, man. Not a whole lot of water. But we threw a lot of rocks.
You chunk that thing, dude, and it's like pop, 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 pop.
That's a good one.
I do love that.
15 times.
Yeah. Hey, even feeling. Better when you throw one in front
means
of your
nothing.
Kids.
You teach it's a great feeling. No, it's like, there's nothing.
It is 100. But if you have kids, bro, you're like, hey, check this out. I bet I can get 7.
Yes.
And your kids are like, what? Your kids have their older cousin who's like 4 years older than them, like, oh, Johnny has only got 2 all day, and he's the best. You're like, Johnny's a nerd.
And it doesn't dim with like the satisfaction doesn't dim with like age. Like you could be out there,
for sure.
You could be out there at 7 skipping a rock, or I could be 36 skipping a rock and have the same level of like,
that was awesome.
Yep. Yep.
I know.
That's my number one.
This whole list is great, man. This is
also
like sparking.
Did you ever how big of a rock can we skip?
Yes.
That's a fun one.
How big the thickness? Sometimes the thickness will throw you off too. You're like,
for sure, dude. Skip. Thickness throws it off a lot, right?
Got to give it a little velocity. Right? Got to love a little velocity.
That's my number one. Specifically, like the one I'm going with specifically is disc golf because you can really get it to a lot of movement, right?
Dude, so throwing a frisbee. I mean, a disc is to me.
We tell me that is brought you out.
Extremely difficult. Yeah, let's go, dude.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to huck that thing, but it's going to go like this. Every throw is this way.
Yeah.
The elbow tilt's wrong. Yeah. I get it. It's fine.
Huck to a disc.
Yeah. So that's number one.
I don't know what that means, but go ahead.
What you got,
Dave,
Matt?
Told me.
Dave taught me.
All right, so I got a two-parter on my number one.
Oh,
that's not real. One is one, and one's honorable mention.
It's coming in. I think I have mine, but I'm gonna propose a question to Colin, and Dave's gonna have to sit this one out based on what it is, because he doesn't know.
Some alcohol.
So, number one for me, satisfying things: the first sip of coffee in the morning, or the first crack open and sip of a beer in the evening.
I think it depends on the beer.
The type of beer?
No, like, am I just got done mowing my lawn? Am I meeting my homies for a fireplace?
I'm saying, so we'll, to do apples to apples, we'll say this is a Monday morning first sip of coffee.
Yeah.
Or this is a Friday evening. You just got off work, pulled into the house, got into the garage beer, the garage fridge, and cracked open a beer. This is sip for sip.
The beer.
The beer or the coffee?
The beer.
Oh, because they're both tough. They both have like really distinct, right? Because the coffee's brewing. You hear it going. You get the smell. The beer also has the crack.
I don't know. I like beers.
Well, coffee is gross. But I can't say. But
Dave,
I can't
check the weather or something on this one.
But I can't imagine. Like, I think if I were, I would say I would probably agree with Colin because I think the coldness is more satisfying than hot.
Okay,
that'd be more like my first instinct.
I can go without both. I drink way more coffee.
A cold beer on a hot day is better than a hot coffee on a cold day.
So
I think a cold drink is just
yes.
Feels dude, good. I get done mowing the church and it's like 10:30 and I have a beer because it's just like I'm hot. I've been doing a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. I've been out there for 3 hours. Yes. I drink one beer. I'm like, yes, that's good. And then I drive home and I finish my Friday and don't drink any more beer until
You call the new quitting
time.
Yeah,
but like that cold beer gets it.
I haven't drink. I don't drink beer, but I've been in that situation with other cold beverages, and I'm it feels good.
So I
would you like to try a non-alcoholic beer? Or do you even care?
No, don't
do that, Dave. Like, why? I don't even want
but it also
waste
sucks
time
compared to regular beer. Like we talked about the other weekend. Yeah. Like,
don't do
sober
that.
Curious.
Yeah, just don't get
the
sober.
Movement. Good, the whole movement.
Don't get sober curious. Honestly,
yeah, Dave's in the movement.
But I'm not curious. I've been there. I'm living in that my whole life.
No, don't waste your money.
Would that be sober queer?
Save it for.
No, it just be sober.
But I wanted to present this question because I thought about both.
Being what do you think it is
satisfying? I would go with the beer because it's not as frequent as the coffee, right? Because every morning I'm a coffee drinker. Every morning I have the coffee. It's great, right? It's the start of the morning. I love the smell. Sure. I love it. I love listening to a brew.
Yep.
But I also enjoy both. But yeah, I would pick one because it's almost like the Chick-fil-A. You don't have it on Sundays or whatever. It's just like a beer on a Friday because I don't ever drink during the week or whatever. It's either Friday or Saturday or something.
You don't drink during the week? Mm-mm. Dude, you know what's gotten me lately?
Drinking during the week?
Open beer. Yeah. Because open beer policies at the ball fields.
Ah. What, like Genesis and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can drink beer there.
That, yeah.
So I'm like, what's better than watching baseball, eating a hot dog, and drinking a beer?
Yeah.
So like.
I partake in that, yeah.
You sometimes. Just said you don't drink on the week.
I have a couple times.
Bro, I drink during the week. Like I'm not hammering it, but I'm like. Yeah. A couple beers. I'm like, damn,
I saw your whole team getting loose when we played each other.
There's a couple times that we get off, dude.
I think you made a great argument about the frequency.
Yeah.
Making the one more satisfying. I think you're exactly right.
Yeah. Because, I'm not coming home every night and cracking a beer. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people may do that. I don't, but.
Several people do.
Yeah. One is like you're waiting for that, right? You've gotten through the whole week.
Yes.
You're like, all right, I can crack a beer open.
Well, but even at the end of the day, even if you do it every day, it's still like at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's not like first thing
you built
drink,
up.
Like coffee. Yeah. You know, first thing coffee. Like it's,
you had to
it's
earn
not,
it. You
yeah,
earned
yeah.
that.
It does feel like that. Yeah,
but,
I agree.
Yeah. But out of the two though, I mean, both satisfying things. Mm-hmm. So I figured we'd propose that question. Yeah.
That's a good question. Good number one.
That's a good one. Yeah. Good list. Good episode today. Well, you guys got anything else?
Any ideas for next week? Do you have an idea or no? Are you going to surprise us?
For topics? No, I got an idea for the movie.
Okay.
Yeah. What is it, dude? Predator 17?
No. I think for the movie, I think I might have to go Top Gun Maverick.
That's Maverick. The new one. That's the new
Not
one.
Not the original one.
No.
I've seen neither.
Yeah.
You don't need to see. You don't need to see the original Top Gun.
I think we're gonna skip the original because they're so far apart from each other.
Well, you don't need to, but there are some callbacks that would be nice to know.
Maybe I'll watch them both.
But yes. I'm gonna go home and watch Top Gun Maverick. I've already seen it. I've seen it like twice. It's a good movie.
It's good.
To me, it's a good movie. It is the action movie of all action movies.
There, I would say I think you should go home. You should watch the first one. Why are you staring at me like that?
Because
I'm itching my ears, dog. This guy. Sorry, Dad.
Jeez, this guy thinks this is a
sorry,
he's trying
Dad.
To get the gnats out of his ears.
Yeah, he thinks, dude. He thinks we're not in a. He thinks we're like not in a kitchen or something. Right?
Yeah,
like dude. Got, we're I, actually now that it. I think about it, dude.
We're in episode 13.
I think you should watch the first 13. One.
You think so?
There's enough callbacks that
I thought this. I thought
dog,
this
his son, bro, is the number one callback.
But I feel like they did a well enough job in the movie to where Dave would have no idea about anything.
I can probably watch them both. If it's unless it's just Monday. Unless I have 2 days. Anyway.
I'm almost curious to have Dave watch this one as a standalone and just judge it by itself because of how good it is. I'm leading the witness here.
All right.
I'm leading the
witness.
We'll see.
Well, Tiger Maverick, that means definitely popular. Because
we went off, what was before Crazy Stupid? It was Catch Me If You Can.
Yep.
So we've kind of gone off a couple like drama, comedy. I think it's time for action.
Back to the action.
Get back to the action.
Well, that's the end of the action for today. Join us.
It's getting good.
Join us next week for another episode of Lazy Dog.
Lazy Dog.